Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Another Friday afternoon banger. Drinks here at noon. Lots of hard AF seltzer going down the old gullets here today, D'Anthony, and we got some wild news to start off the top of the show.
Oh, really?
Apparently, Bob made a point. He was flagging me down, and then he held up like a Chucky knife and said, "Hey, I got a story, but I want to wait until you guys go on air to discuss." What do we have here, Bob?
There's some breaking news. Now, the other day we discussed how we love going to Kentucky Huts.
Yes.
Right? Pizza yep. Hut. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell.
Big fan.
Love it. We've got a new entry in the combo restaurant game.
Come on. Okay. Let me take a deep breath. Let me stretch out. All right. Give it to me.
Get ready for IHOPplebee's.
Stop it. IHOP combined with Applebee's? Is that real?
Yeah. They are going to do joint locations starting in, I don't know, I literally just caught this news seconds before we went on air, but you're about to be able to slam margaritas and eat fucking stacks of pancakes.
Fuck your grandfather in the back seat of an old 69 Chevy. That's the greatest thing of all time. All right, the possibilities, D'Anthony, are endless right now in my mind. All right, first of all, I'm going to start off with the sizzling fajitas. Okay? That stops the restaurant. Stops the joint. That means I can also take my kids and then have them get some pancakes while I get those sizzling fajitas right around 11:30, somewhere in there. You know?
I haven't been to an Applebee's since I was a fucking teenager.
Yeah, but you're not alive inside. And that's, you're a different man. The rest of us, dude, we're all
in. Apps?
Yes.
They have, there's a thing on their menu called Irresistibles.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me want to kill myself.
Well, I'll take you. I'll be happy to take you there, you know?
Crush some margs at the bar.
I would like to see him end his life right in front of the waitress as soon as she drops off the check.
I'm looking at their menu right now. I probably would. This is garbage. This is not food.
No, this is real food.
All of this shit was frozen 20 minutes before you ordered it.
Real food, real fun. Bob, I butt fucking Applebee's, dude.
Come on, man. You don't, 9 in the morning, you don't want a little bit of chicken fried.
Cold beer on a Friday night. There it is. I start off with Mott sticks, dude. And I always replace like one of my fingers on there. And so the mozzarella stick is up for the kids and the wife.
I mean, you go after 9 o'clock, you just get every appetizer on the menu.
It's half off. Across the board. Yes.
I'm going full psycho mode.
Yep.
I'm ordering a stack of pancakes and like 10 margaritas. The syrup for the pancakes is the margarita. I'm just dousing the fucking cakes in it. I'm getting fucked up on pancakes.
You wrap the boneless chicken in the pancakes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. We're just getting God, gross, dude. Yeah.
America's back.
America sure the fuck is back. We get Trump in there, dude, and we're all back. We're all fucking back. As far as that Applebee's goes, along with the IHOP, though, I think I can order then 5 sausage links to go with those mozzarella sticks and kind of dink and dunk, mix and match.
Didn't IHOP try to become a burger place, or was that a joke?
It was a joke.
It was
like
a joke for April Fool's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did do burgers for a little while, and you can get like dinner at IHOP if you're a fucking piece of shit.
Well, if you're eating at Applebee's or IHOP, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. Applebee's not so much. It's the prices there are good enough for a family. Pop up their menu unless they went through the roof too. I know we went over the fast food prices skyrocketing.
You're talking about
Five Guys the other day. No, for Applebee's.
They don't have the prices on any of this shit.
I'm a gigantic Applebee's fan. Always
they still got 2 for $25 Moz sticks.
Wait, 2 for $25
2 for $25
dinners.
Entrees, yeah.
Entrees and an app, I believe.
There we go. There we go. Look at that. So let's see. What are their apps these days?
I'm not seeing prices because it's probably dependent on location.
Yeah, we don't have one near us over here, or else I could tell you the price because I'd be in there every fucking Friday night with my kids.
Closest one, I think, is $2.90 in Mopac.
It is, yeah.
I used to go to Denny's.
Did you really? I like Denny's.
I got the Dan Slam, I called it.
Yeah.
6 eggs with cheese, 6 pieces of bacon, 6 pieces of sausage.
Look at that.
And they tried to give me toast, and I threw it back in their fucking face. Yeah. Get out of here with your white bread bullshit.
No, I get it, dude. What do we got? Onion rings down there? Is that spin dip? Queso?
I mean,
some
look.
Tacos?
Some you know, German heritage here. These are authentic German brew pub pretzels. And
oh,
beer
I'm sure they
dip.
Took the time to make beer cheese dip.
Yeah, they did. That. They did. They ship it all in from Germany, too. It's fresh right off the truck.
It's definitely not microwaved.
Not at all. Actually, I think the Trump administration passed something with Applebee's in particular in Germany where it just comes immediately. So as soon as it gets off the flight, it's in your mouth after that, and it's nice and fresh and ready to go. What else we got there? Mott sticks?
Mott sticks, the best wings in town. Double crunch bone-in wings. Double crunch.
What does that mean, double crunch?
That means you don't have to ask for extra crispy when you talk to the waitress.
Yeah. Mm.
When I did that gig at University of Alabama, the hotel that I stopped at in the middle of the night after that tasting in Nashville had an Applebee's next to it. And so I rocked the fuck out inside that goddamn place, and it was amazing. Monday night football, Thursday night football. Thursday night football, Applebee's, and I got those double crunch wings, Mott sticks to start, and I was living my life like Lizzo. I was living my life like Lizzo.
Yeah, you're going to end up looking like Lizzo if you eat at that place.
Well, look, I do it once in a while. I don't do it every night. I'm just grateful it's not near my house. However, right now, Bob, there is an IHOP next to my house. Does that mean they're going to come into
that? I don't know.
That,
maybe they'll jam it together. That's what I'm hoping, right?
Fingers crossed.
Do you think there's going to be any like rivalries between the staff?
Yeah.
Like the Applebee's people come in and they're snapping their fingers?
Yeah.
And then, or the Thunderbirds
and
or
then
whatever.
The Applebee's crew is singing, in a little bit of chicken fry.
It's like
cold beer all right in there.
It's like a white trash version of West Side Story. Inside of Applebee's.
I love it. Yeah. Fat white people coming together. Gravy and sausages flying. Syrup everywhere. It's sticky. There's fucking napkins stuck to their back for no reason. Damn it, dude. This is America. Maybe we are back. Maybe we are back, dude. Watched the State of the Union last night with Biden. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Yeah, he was on drugs.
Of course.
But so I related to it, to be honest. Not the stupid shit he was saying, because he just lied the whole time. But I related to being in the condition that he was in. So it's a little bit different, though. So for him, he's got late stage vascular dementia. He's barely keeping it together. Mm-hmm. They pump him full of B12 and Adderall, and he goes out there and powers through. You can tell he's like his face is trying to come out of his skin. He didn't blink like twice the whole time. Now, when I did it... It was because I had a presentation either for college or work the next day.
Yep.
At fucking 9 in the morning, and I'd been out drinking since 6.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
B12, Adderall.
Yep.
And I looked and sounded exactly like you did.
I thought this exact same thing where there's a couple like business dinners or lunches you go to in your life where you start having margs at fucking noon. And then you find yourself slurring and you're like, oh, shit. If I don't slow down and chop up an Adderall and take a quick fucking two to that, I'm never going to get through this this important thing or whatever it is as you're trying to keep up with everything. And that's what he was last night. He was trying to keep up with everyone, the world, and everything that is going on. But your time is so limited on all that shit of just holding it together that he was screaming the entire time. You know, one, there was applause every fucking 10 seconds, which there always is at these goddamn things. It doesn't matter who the president is. And he wanted to, it looked like there was a clock in stand-up where he had to get off the stage before the next comedian goes, and you're hitting the red light there. I think he knew what his time was, what time he had to get out of there, and what time he had to go nine-nine, and he was just racing through it to get to the end. However, he mumbled through half the goddamn speech, mispronounced names worse than I do.
Yeah. Well, the worst, I guess the part that was actually coherent to some degree is the part that most people watch. People only watch 15 to 30 minutes statistically on average of the State of the Union address. And they just watch to see what the tone and tempo is.
Yep.
And then they fuck off. The first two things he talked about were Ukraine and January 6th.
Yeah. I knew it, though. Did you know it? I knew it.
At the State of the Union, the first thing he talked about was begging for money for this war that has absolutely jack shit to do with us while we're still experiencing record inflation, while people are spending 300% more on average for groceries. And he's talking about getting money for you fucking Ukraine. Fuck Ukraine and fuck everybody there. I actually didn't care one way or the other about Ukraine, but now I hope Russia wins.
Yeah.
Just because fuck them, right? Get your own, fight your own fucking wars. Then he goes on to January 6th, the second thing. It's like, this shit happened fucking years ago. We have exposed how there were over 100, like 200 fucking FBI agents in the crowd instigating shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know all this stuff now. But, you know, speaking to his base, you at the State of the Union, you speak to your own base.
Yep.
And their base still believes that masks work. They still believe that vaccines work, which is, you know, to for some reason, Trump was on Truth Social taking credit for the vaccine again yesterday, which is like, I don't know how I'm going to fucking hold my nose and vote for that guy, to be honest. That is it's all about him. Like, if you have any delusions that Donald Trump gives one fuck about you or anything about you, you're out of your goddamn mind, frankly, because otherwise he would never fight. He's standing on that particular laurel because he thinks it fucking like, oh, look what I accomplished.
He knows that if he loses, that's his biggest accomplishment as president historically.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Well, it's the one thing that I think universally both parties actually fucking care about, where you can't ding him on that.
No, what, are you out of your fucking mind? Look, Republicans fucking hate him for this.
We can all day long, but at the time, looking back at it right now, they're all taking credit for it. All of them.
So what?
Even fucking Mike Johnson last night with Ukraine, he wanted money for that.
It doesn't make you less wrong that everybody else is wrong.
Totally.
So, yeah, he needs to fucking button that shit up, but he isn't going to because he's a fucking megalomaniac, just like anybody else that runs for president.
But even the rest of the people there last night. So we'll go back to Ukraine with Mike Johnson. So I was watching Mike Johnson behind Biden last night. Mm-hmm. He was even agreeing and shaking his head with Ukraine shit, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't want to pay for this bullshit, and I don't think anybody else wants to either. But everybody in that fucking room last night sure the fuck did, probably minus, what, 20 people, 30 people there?
Yeah, it's too bad that room didn't fucking have some kind of spontaneous combustion.
Yeah.
Because those are the worst people on earth there. And the only decent human being in that room was the parent of one of the 13 service members killed during the Afghan pullout at the Abbey Gate. He stood up and yelled that Biden was a liar and got his son killed, and he's the one that got arrested and charged last night.
Correct, and he's looking at 5 years, by the way.
And if that happens wherever he is, that fucking place is getting torn to pieces, I promise you that.
I don't think anything's going to happen with that. Did you watch any of the pregame for this shit?
Nah.
So Biden's motorcade got caught.
Oh, yeah, I saw that there was, like, Palestine protests outside. Yeah,
so he got caught in traffic.
None of those people got arrested, by the way.
No.
The people that were literally obstructing the president from moving around the city.
Sure.
They didn't get arrested, but a guy whose son got clipped because of your incompetence.
Yeah.
Fuck him, right?
Yeah. So that's what caused it to be, you know, a little on the later side. And then obviously his walkout entrance as he was coming in was filmed and all that stuff. I was surprised that he stopped at Marjorie Taylor Greene. Is there a photo of that on Twitter, Bob, if you can pull that up? I got the feeling that he didn't know who she was.
Well, he didn't know who Lincoln Riley was either.
Well, we'll get to that.
RIP to USC's football coach.
Yeah, obviously. Lincoln Riley died, but we'll get to that in a second. But
he's just a big college football fan.
Yeah, he's huge. He's
this is the funniest reaction right here.
Yeah. So, do you think he knows who she is?
Yeah.
I'm being totally...
Well, he knows what that red hat is. And he's, by the way, this is right when he walks in. I guarantee you he got tuned up in the car before they let him out.
I had to.
He got an ejection of something right before they let him out. So he's like peaking right now.
This is the funniest thing he's ever done.
Well, here's the thing. Do you think... Here's what I couldn't tell last night.
I don't know. When he said that he didn't want his kids being raised in racial jungles when they were talking about integration... That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Not intentionally.
I don't know. I don't know if he knew who this was. Because as this goes on, Bob, if even you find the rest of the video, he does go up and shake her hands, and then she hands him a pin. And on that pin was for the Riley family.
Yeah, was it say her name or some shit?
Yes. And I was surprised. Here's the other part about this, Delco, was he took the pin. So as this footage plays, he addressed it
in his speech.
He addressed it in the speech only because people started screaming it out in the audience.
Well, she did.
She did. And there was a couple other, I think it was three or four. Obviously, she's the most vocal there. But he does take the pin, and then he takes it on stage, and then they start screaming back and forth. And that's when he says, yeah, I want to give my condolences to Lincoln Riley's family at USC and their whole football team. And look, they are going through it. They lost Caleb Williams.
Going to the Big Ten.
Going to the Big Ten. They're not going to be any good this year, so I understand the thoughts and prayers.
If Lincoln Riley is 2 years away from being an NFL offensive coordinator.
Exactly. So I understand the thoughts and prayers for head coach Lincoln Riley. However, he mispronounced her name. So as this went along, you know, again, he was racing against the clock, and he's just ramping up the speech, talking over and over and over people. And it's smart, right? You know how much time you got, and you got to get the fuck out of there. It reminds me of every party I've gone to as an adult where I'm like, oh shit, man, I'm starting to get fucked up. I gotta get out of here. I gotta Irish goodbye this bitch and get the fuck out of here. Slurred through half the goddamn thing. And what I gathered from most of my friends on the left, and I don't know if you have any, D'Anthony, but most of them were relieved that he just got through it, but that he just completed an entire speech.
Well, I mean,
was able to get the fuck off the stage without falling down. Or turning sideways as he got off the stage.
So here's Drudge. Biden roars on big night. Hopes and fears. Faces down critics. Roasts Trump. Launches freedom campaign. Populist agenda.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in power for 50 years. Populist agenda? No, he's trying to raise tax. We're not going to raise taxes on anybody making more than $400,000. Do you remember what Biden or Obama said when he was in office?
Uh-uh.
We're not going to raise taxes on anybody who makes under $250,000. Well, they did.
Yep.
You didn't get to keep your doctor.
No.
This is all bullshit, right? They're talking about a billionaire tax that's going to raise $500 billion over the next 10 years. Do you know how long that would fund the United States government?
About an hour, hour and a half.
50 days.
Is it 50?
50 days. We are adding $1 trillion to our debt every 100 days. We're adding fucking, I mean, this is retarded nonsense.
Yeah.
But there's still like math, right? That's just how it is. One and one is two. That's just how it is. And I don't understand how anybody, any of the tax and spend socialist, communist fucking liberals out there these days, you can't do math. You think that raising a little bit of, they don't love the poor. They hate the rich. Mm-hmm. That's all it is, right? Now, sure, rich people are cunts sometimes. Everybody's a cunt sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
But you can't just steal people's money away because you don't like them. That's what the government does to us.
Yeah. I don't like any of the fucking tax bullshit and everything else he said last night. I sure as fuck did not get to keep my doctor when the Obama thing went through. But again, all my Democrat friends who I chatted with after that, and I just said, look, I'm not going to say your name on air. I'm curious your honest opinion. And all of it was exactly the same from all of them. I'm happy he just got through it, didn't fall over, and didn't fuck it up enough that somebody will bring anything than him screaming all night on the stage or anything else. And then, you know, they'll deal with him mumbling through the rest of the shit. But
it sounds like your friends are pieces of shit that don't give a fuck about our country, frankly. Like, if they're okay, like, oh, because he's on my side, I don't care if he's senile and incompetent, as long as he makes it, that's a cunt. Your friends are cunts.
I'm telling you, man, look, we have friends on the other side, too, that are the same exact way.
I don't have any friends who think that way.
You hate Trump, right?
I don't hate him, no. I just think, I mean, I'm willing to point out when he makes mistakes.
That's fine, but I'm voting for him, me personally, and I'm all in.
Yeah, between him and Biden, there's no fucking choice there, obviously.
Right.
Unless he fucking goes after, unless he makes like Tulsi or Nikki Haley or somebody like that his VP, then I won't vote for him at all. But call out the guy's mistakes. He's not a fucking god or a leader. You know what I mean? He's some dick we were putting in charge to fucking deal with shit for a couple of years. That's it.
And so, but by the way, so the top thing I said, well, what are you more focused on? What's your biggest concern? Abortion. All my friends, all of them were like, abortion, that was it. And they were like, that we don't like what's going on with abortion. And that it's as simple as that. They did not like the shit in Alabama. I don't know why Republicans haven't gotten the message on that of just shut the fuck up about abortion until after November. Because this Alabama thing was dumb as shit. He pointed it out last night. And, dude, you're going to lose women in this, and that's the fucking issue.
They don't even have a moral argument for IVF. I actually do understand the argument of, like, a life starts at whatever, but IVF is...
Well, yeah, so that brings up Katie Britt, right?
Well, yes.
The junior senator, rookie senator from Alabama, from that state. And all the entire speech she made was only about that one, two-sentence part about IVF. That was the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to say, actually, we're going to protect IVF. Like, I don't know how under this current law, because you guys fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it would, I don't know how it would play politically if they just said, hey, we fucked up this law and we made it too broad and now we need to rein it in so people could fucking go use IVF and have kids.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a reasonable thing for somebody to say. And I would have some measure of respect for the person who said it. But the, like, this breathless, Adderall-driven, over-dramatic kind of fucking dialogue from her last night was goofy. Then again, it wasn't for me. I wasn't the audience. Suburban white moms were the audience.
I was,
and I don't know any.
I do. I was sitting with them last night.
So I don't know how they felt about that speech, to be honest. I would like to see some polling to see how white women in the suburbs felt about that, because that's who it was targeted towards.
Well, I can tell you what my white woman
Jesse hates women, though.
What's that? Yes. She's not a feminist, obviously. But watching that, first thought is, why is this the person that you chose to give the Republican response?
Because that's their biggest weak spot.
I personally, though, would have gone with Vivek just because he is devastating in those situations. He would have been able to call out every single thing that went wrong. I thought they should have gone live. Typically, that's what they do.
Yeah.
That looked like a canned appearance that was pre-recorded with Katie Britt. That's first off.
It didn't look live. Yeah, I agree.
It did not. Second off, she... to me, felt like somebody who's in like maybe their second or third acting class, and they're going through a monologue where, show me dramatic, show me compassionate, show me funny, show me sad, show me angry, in a huge monologue that you would read to your teacher, and then they would pick that apart.
Yeah.
It was an awful choice for the fucking Republicans last night.
I mean, if it was canned, God, they should have shot a second take. To be honest, because all the H's landed on the back of her throat. That's somebody trying too hard. You enunciate with your tongue, right? Not with your back of your throat. You'll hear an acting coach say it from your diaphragm, but enunciate on your tongue. You'll hear that a lot in acting classes. That's not what happened. Now, you know, there's some measure of charm to that, I suppose, that she's not a coached politician. She's a ordinary person, right? But she was an attorney, a trial attorney, right?
Allegedly, I have a hard time believing it after what I saw. But my first thought after it was over was, oh my God, I bet the writer's room and SNL, every single cast member's fighting to play her.
Yeah, that's
Saturday nights.
There's already a bunch of fucking parodies of it on Twitter right now.
I'm sure. I'm sure. It was a horrific choice for Republicans.
Every white sketch comedy woman on Twitter this morning was making fun of her.
Yeah.
That I saw. Like, they just put on a fucking blazer and go after. Let's see.
And so... But that's what you didn't want, right? You had Biden slurring and racing through the goddamn speech and then lying about accomplishments that don't exist. Great. Let's finish strong if that's a Republican response, and then you close with her. You're fucked. And like my biggest overall issue with all of it is I think this is the last time, genuinely, we will see Joe Biden speak in public. I don't think he will do any rallies. He will certainly not do any debates with Trump. I don't see him sitting down to do any more TV interviews unless it's pre-recorded and edited. That's the last memory you're going to have of it, and you're going to get the exact same responses you had on my friend's Twitter and all that other shit, who are just like, well, thank God he got through it, and then kind of move on. And then for the Republican side, when you're getting into – if your biggest issue is abortion, and then you have this dumb fucking woman come on with this canned, hokey fucking speech at the end, it's the last thing you wanted there, because this might be your only shot – To follow Biden live in an event where he's actually speaking to people, because he'll never fucking do it again the rest of the year. So
yeah, I mean, that's the only shot you had at him.
That's it. And we led with Katie Britt.
Yeah,
for Christ's sakes, and from Alabama.
By the way, do you remember how yesterday I said that his speechwriters are going to add spots in there to bait Republicans into responding, and he was going to light them up? It happened three separate times.
It did. I watched for it, and you're right. And he waited,
and they fell for it like. Do you really, like, I'm not in D.C. I'm not on the Hill. I don't have speech writers of my own. And it was blatantly obvious to me that was exactly what was going to happen. And you can't figure this out. That's why Republicans can't win fucking elections. They are completely incompetent at everything they do. The RNC is fucked. I mean, maybe Ramaswamy will turn it around. I think he's going to take over the RNC.
If he does, it'd be great.
Yeah, I think he'll turn it around, maybe. But as it stands right now, they're just like a bunch of incompetent turds. By the way, Katie Britt beat Michael Durant for that Alabama Senate seat. Remember who Michael Durant is?
No.
Black Hawk Down.
Super 6'4".
Black Hawk Down. For real?
Yeah. But nobody likes him.
Okay.
He's a twat, apparently. I don't know the guy, so
I don't know.
I can't speak to it. But somebody reached out to me and asked if I was following his campaign. I was like, I didn't know he was running.
No. That's the first I've ever heard of it. But yeah, so all in all, look, if you're looking at the whole picture, probably a win for Biden and the Democrats last night. Because look, it was a shit show. But again, if you're like you said at the top, you're speaking to your base and your base only. You don't give a fuck about Republicans or whatever lies you tell. Nobody's going to fact check you or stop your goddamn speech.
Well, Tucker fact checked him with Alex Jones, actually.
He did. And I wish
he lit his ass up pretty good.
I wish Tucker would have done this at the end. Could you imagine?
If Tucker had done the rebuttal, that would have been pretty funny. Yeah.
Instead of Katie Britt, for Christ's sakes.
Well, and I don't know why stay with tradition. Why not have Tucker and Vivek Ramaswamy do it at the same time? Just take turns rattling off shit. Just come after this motherfucker, right? Put some pressure on him. Now, to be fair, some independent media folk. When I say independent media, I mean Tim Pool, so take that for what it's worth, counted 170 slurs during the hour and 8 minute long speech.
Boy, I thought it was more than that. It felt like more.
Maybe they were being conservative.
Maybe.
To not jack the numbers up too high. But, you know, this is modern politics, right? So if you're a leftist and, to be frank, if you're voting for a guy who's allowing millions of people to cross the border unimpeded every year and even trafficking them in the middle of the night, you're not a liberal anymore. You're a neoliberal leftist and a fucking retard. If you support that shit, nothing that could have happened last night was going to put you off of that, in my opinion.
No, me neither.
Unless he like fucking shit his pants and fell down on the ground and started crying or something. They would make it, because they're talking about, oh, he fucking crushed it. Yeah, he had a lot of energy. That's what people on fucking methamphetamines do.
But the bar was so low that I don't think he crushed it. He just got through it. Like I said, he just got through it.
He definitely didn't crush it, but he did have...
he was alive.
He was angry
and
jacked up on fucking meth.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, look, maybe he can govern that way for 4 years. That Biden last night governing that way, that'd be fun.
I mean, that sounds
At least
like-
it'd be funny.
Sounds like an American to me, angry and jacked up on meth.
Yeah.
I wish. Do you have any? You guys holding back there?
I've got Adderall.
Yeah, you holding back there?
I did too many mushrooms last night.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Those polka dots are fun.
Feeling a little goofy today.
How'd you like them?
They were good. They were really good. A lot. They were better than not that I didn't like the cubes that guy, whatever, sent. But these ones, the floor was moving.
Sure. Did you watch the State of the Union on mushrooms?
No.
Okay. I was like, man, that would be mushrooms a fucking on that. Trip,
you think
dude.
We watched the State of the Union? God damn.
Yeah, did you guys watch it?
Fuck no.
No.
No, really?
No. I don't give a shit.
What do you think the and that's a great point. What do you think the ratings are for something like that? I don't know that I've ever looked at the ratings for the State of the Union.
I'll check.
Do people watch it or like I? Because I said this. I had a conversation with my mom on the way home before it was about to crank up last night. And I go, hey, are you watching this? And she goes, no, I don't watch any of that shit. And I was like, oh, well, she goes, I'm sure you do for work. And I go, yeah, I watch all of it for work. But I also care and want to see what's going on. As this keeps going on, though, like I found myself just getting angrier and angrier over the last half hour, 45 minutes last night. And Jesse went to bed. She was like, fuck this shit.
Bob, I sent you a link to a picture of Biden from last night.
Is it? I'm almost positive I know the one it's going to be. But I will open that link. So you'll be unsurprised to learn, by the way, that ratings have been dropping for decades.
On the State of the Union?
Yeah.
And it's like the retention time is down to like 18 minutes.
It is. That's about how long my wife sat there. And then she got into the bedroom.
Look at this bad boy. Look at this bad boy right here. Yeah. That's the face of meth right there. That's an 80 fucking 2-year-old dude who has vascular dementia, who they pop full of nitric oxide, amphetamines, and B12, right?
Yeah.
How, like, do you really think this is his best?
Yeah.
This is the best he can perform last night. Seriously, they had him jacked up on everything. Every other day is like 1% of this.
Yeah.
Without the drugs or anything like that.
But it also tells you who's actually running the country. Like, who is it then?
Barack Obama.
Yes. That's what I think too.
Probably, right?
So,
I mean, they would say, oh, he's just an advisor. Like, okay, well, he advises you and you do what he says and you don't even bother asking the actual president. That's a de facto president, bud.
The other part, too, is like we use this term puppet all the time, or the media uses it of, oh, this is Putin's puppet or somebody's puppet or whatever. This is the only time in history I can genuinely say this is just a puppet made of skin at this point, and somebody else is doing all this shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's getting a lot of help from the media, of course, which is nothing new for liberals in this country. Liberals or war hawk Republicans, they both get a lot of help from the media. The Associated Press ran a story last night, and the headline was, it was what the Republicans demanded but never expected. President Joe Biden said her name, Laken Riley. Well, no, he didn't.
No,
he didn't. Not only did he not say her name, said it wrong, fucking got the facts of the case wrong. Then he said that thousands of people have been killed by illegals, and he called them illegals as well, which he's getting lit up for by leftists now.
Yeah.
Although Nancy Pelosi was on MSNBC last night, and she's like, yeah, he should have said undocumented migrants, but, you know, it's not that big a deal. It's like, oh, it's not? Because we were all racist for saying illegals.
Yeah, that was
but
us.
But now this old fucking cunt right here, he's fine. Don't worry about him. Yeah, but the Associated Press, I just want to remind everybody, colluded with Western Union to overthrow an election in the late 19th century because they didn't want Reconstruction to happen.
No.
Just to be clear about what that organization is in their history.
But we know what we're in for.
They helped Rutherford B. Hayes steal an election because he was anti-Reconstruction.
But we know what we're in for this election. It's going to be much of the same. I'm going to pop open CNN. So I did the same thing as I always do, by the way. I went through all the channels last night to see all the feedback. If you were on the right, it was Biden was angry, slurred through the speech and everything else. If you were on the left, obviously MSNBC, CNN, it was a triumph. It was the most... Somebody, I was either Rachel Maddow or somebody on CNN called it the greatest State of the Union speech in the history of our country.
I think it was Scarborough, wasn't it?
Yes.
Didn't he say it? Right. I was like, this is the best of Joe Biden we've ever seen. I'm like, really? Damn, dude. That's the best, huh?
Shit. Oh, shit. Go to CNN right now. Right now. Just right now. God damn it, dude. I'm not clairvoyant. I wish I was here. Pop that up. There's their headline now. This version of Biden. Go back to the headline. So, there it is.
Yeah.
So this version of Biden could beat Trump.
Yeah, if they could just keep him on fucking crack for the next...
for the next 5 years. Like, you can beat Trump and run the country. What? What? And that was the sentiment from everybody last night on the left. Of like, all right, well, shit, dude. If we can keep this drugged up skin puppet alive for 5 more years. Fuck it.
Yeah, but explain to me how that's different from all the MAGA people not talking shit about Trump for lockdowns and the fucking vaccine.
It's not.
And bump stock bans and all the other stupid shit he said about red flag laws. He, like, everything, he's not on your side.
It's the lesser of two evils. And for me personally, one of these assholes is running the country. So my top two on my list, I'm voting on immigration and I'm voting on my fucking wallet. That's it. The rest of the shit, nothing I can fucking do at this point.
I'm a single issue voter. Guns, they're all that matter to me.
Okay, so mine is immigration. Because I don't think this is going to be safe, sustainable, and I obviously have 3 kids. And, you know, not to fucking use that girl who died in Georgia, but I got a daughter, and I don't even want to risk that shit when they go out into the fucking world. And it's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. And I don't know if our country can honestly withhold another 4 years of just letting in 2 to fucking 10 million people a year across the border illegally. No, it can't. It can't. So those, to me, that's what I'm voting on this fall. And I think everyone out there is voting on 2 issues, right and left. It's 2 issues and they're totally different. Again, Democrats, it's going to be abortion. That is number one. Republicans, number one is going to be immigration. I'm surprised that Democrats and normal people aren't concerned with immigration, but what the fuck, bro? I just don't think any of that is sustainable. And then financially, this country, with inflation and everything else, and illegals on top of it, and everything we're seeing in New York and in San Francisco and all that other shit, I just don't think the economy could withstand 4 more years of this guy without cratering into the fucking ground. I just don't think it can happen. So I don't know. It's going to be a close one this fall. That was my honest takeaway, was I think it's going to be a very close election. I don't know that it's going to be fair. I certainly don't know that we're going to get the outcome that we think we're going to get, because every news channel before this started went on air and said Biden is down by 5. I don't really believe in polls, and I don't. All of those numbers sound fun and flirty, but who fucking knows? If we do have one, do you think he'll win?
If we have one, what?
An honest election.
Do I think Biden would win?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. No, I mean, people, like, the abortion thing is a problem for Republicans for sure, but paying 300% more for your groceries, I think, is going to be an issue.
I hope so. I thought that in 2022, though.
And if it's not, to be honest, if they're like, we'll see what the election's like, but, you know, people are, the threats to move to Canada are coming back. Italy is the new Canada, by the way. So a lot of Hollywood people are saying they're moving to Italy if Trump wins, which, you know, whatevs.
Fine.
I guess. I mean, it's kind of going downhill because of China right now. Clooney just left. And he left Lake Como, too, yeah. Right? So if you're going to leave someplace and it's that, then you know it sucks, right?
Well, he left for migrants.
Yeah.
There's a shit ton of migrants out there.
Yeah.
And he's in the south of France, and it was on the cover of, you know, Us Weekly. Check out Clooney's new pad in the south of France. Oh, away from the immigrants? Oh, fucking congratulations, man.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what it is, right? Yeah. I think that's the Democratic response to all of this of like, hey, we don't really care about what happens. We'll just try to be rich enough to keep moving and moving and moving until there is no place to move anymore.
Yeah, they basically treat cities the way that American settlers treated American buffalo.
Yeah.
They just fucking exhaust all the resources, fuck everything up, raise the land, and then leave to a new spot.
And for me, that's how I treat a rental car.
That's how I treat my toilet. So, thickdukes.com. Towards the end, the part that nobody actually saw, he went on this rant about whatever an assault weapon is. Now, a member of the media, was so kind to hand me the PDF, to send me the PDF that got sent out to all the Biden surrogates who were going to do media afterwards, right? Do you want me to send it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, send that over. I'd love to see this.
Oh, boy.
So what is this, like a set of talking points?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. That they want to get across either for you to push or what the White House is pushing, and then, hey, we hope you'll talk about it.
This is what the DNC, or not the DNC, this is what the Biden administration sent to people who are going to go on television for the Biden administration.
Gotcha,
Pelosi,
gotcha.
Everybody else.
Okay. Because I also saw a lot of people taking notes in the audience, or their aides and assistants and things like that. Mm-hmm. So people were there dialing up responses so the second it ended, they could go out to socials and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And make comments and give statements to the press.
Is it Rice's iMac?
Yeah. Ross's motherfucking iMac, dude. You know? Let's go, dude. Let's go.
Okay. So we'll read some of this. So here are the talking points.
Is this written on a notes app?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, because they were there.
Then saved in a PDF.
Okay.
Yeah. They're live there. So that's what they were doing last night. I saw four or five of them.
So the administration wants to increase the number of background checks by ensuring that all background checks required by law are conducted before firearm purchases. Blah, blah, blah. Large majority of Americans support. Blah, blah, blah. The president will call on Congress to pass universal background check legislation, which will not pass. In the meantime, he's directing Attorney General Merrick Garland to do everything he can to ensure that firearm sellers who do not realize they're required to run background checks, that's not a thing. Nobody doesn't know that. Under existing law, who are willfully violating existing law, become compliant with background check requirements. Specifically, the president is directing Merrick Garland to move the U.S. as close to universal background checks as possible without additional legislation. Right?
Yep.
So the same shit they tried to pull with OSHA, with the vaccine mandates, the same shit they tried to pull with the bump stock bullshit and the pistol brace bullshit by an executive branch agency trying to legislate, which is not how that works, right? They're just saying that they're going to do that, despite the fact that there's two current cases at the Supreme Court over this. They're saying that we're going to do the exact same goddamn thing once more.
Are you surprised by that?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're also going to push mandatory red flag laws concurrent with convictions. Mandate state buyback and buy-in programs voluntarily for assault rifles. I don't know what mandate and voluntarily means. And then they're going to push for a full assault rifle ban by 1 August 2024.
Yeah, nothing is surprising about that whatsoever.
They're going to increase the appropriate use of extreme risk protection, aka red flag laws, which, you know, that's going to go to the Supreme Court at some point as well. God, there was one more thing. Hang on, let me find it.
Well, if you're saying August 1st, by the way, on the banning of assault rifles, they'll push the bill through, try to get it through, and then once it doesn't pass, they'll say Republicans don't want to protect people and shit like that. So that's an easy one. That'll be right before the election, and that makes sense. Like, yeah, that's a no-brainer that the Democrats will do that for sure.
There's one more thing in here that's fucky. Let's see if I can find it.
Well, while you look for that, yeah. I'm going to read another headline from Drudge here. Haley becomes the most successful female Republican politician in history.
What? How do you figure that?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't.
There's like eight female governors.
Tons of female governors. One, two.
So is she.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but,
like, but
we actually had one that was on the vice president on a ticket.
Palin would probably presumably be number one.
Yeah,
I mean, Haley would. I don't. Who would you put in the top three above Haley? Like, I mean, just objectively on how far she
as much
got.
As I don't want to, you got to go Palin one. Not only was she governor, but she was on the VP ticket,
right?
Which is a first for Republicans. I don't remember another woman being on the ticket before.
I would say Condoleezza Rice is probably number one, but she wasn't an elected official.
Yeah.
But she's
an elected official.
She is a politician nonetheless, right?
I mean, if you want to get cabinets, then
and
yeah, certainly
on the college football playoff committee.
That's the part that really matters.
That means a lot to me. But
a member of Augusta,
and the first female of a member of Augusta. Yeah,
yeah, I can't give her one for that. He's the vice president is still a big boy position where you're like, oh fuck, all right, cool. Because even Democrats will be able to hang their hat on, well, we got the first woman in there, and she's black. We did that. Underneath Palin, though, tough call. Shit, who else? Nancy Reagan? Who fucking knows?
She never ran for anything.
I know.
Although she was basically the president for a while.
That's what I'm saying. She was president for 4 years, essentially. She's doing the same thing that Jill Biden's doing now to this old bag of dicks. So, tough call there.
I mean, to be honest, you're talking about just Republicans, so.
Right. Well, just because this is what this article says. This is the headline. The most successful female Republican politician of all time. No.
I mean, she wasn't successful, though.
No.
She lost.
Bad. She lost bad. And now, look, unless she makes a comeback and goes back and runs for Senate there when Lady G retires, maybe, but not right now.
Nancy Kazenbaum, Kazenbaum was a senator, a female senator in the 1970s. That seems like better than whatever's happening here, right?
Yeah. Nikki Haley was a governor. Oh, well, shit. She was in the UN position, too.
Yeah.
No. Maybe you're right. Maybe she's at two.
Kazenbaum was a senator for 20 years. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But nobody knows who she is, so I guess...
I've never heard of her, yeah. But I wasn't alive then, so who fucking knows?
You were definitely 16, 17 years old in 1978.
No. D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. 50% off. Oh, why? Everything in this store. All of it. I used to say bundle packages. No need anymore. Everything is 50% off. So if you want that base, that adjustable base with the remote controls, 50% off. You want that mattress, 50% off. Sheets, pillows, the mattresses for RVs, everything is 50% off. The weighted blankets, 50% off. All you got to do is type in that promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout, and you are good to go, friends. Watch the world burn in comfort in your own bedroom on a brand new bedroom set from GhostBed.com/DRINKINGBROS. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS for 50% off when you check out. Next up, we got a new one on the show. New to this, but true to this, dude. Tested out these products the other day. Huge fan over there. Talking about Mando. A lot of people using shopmando.com for their amazing deodorant products. You want to smell like a zero? In a clinical study, men who have showered with soap and use Mando whole body deodorants in their pits had an odor score of 0 out of 10 after 12 hours. No odor. Men who showered with soap alone had an armpit odor score of 8 out of 10 after 12 hours. Big odor. Introducing Mando from the makers of Lumi deodorant. Mando is clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours wherever you stink. That's your pits, that's your package, it's your feet and beyond. Make the switch to Mando whole body deodorant and smell like a zero every day. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code here, which is Drinking Bros, obviously, at shopmando.com. That is shopmando.com. Shopmando.com, promo code Drinking Bros. New customers get $5 off a starter pack over there. That whole body deodorant, dude, is no fucking joke. New to this product, but I'm a big fan. Shit lasts for fucking ever, dude. Whereas my good old speed stick did not. I like it. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinking bros. Talking about those microfactors, dog. Get them in you. Let's face it. We all don't work out the way we need to every single day, eat the way we want to every day. However, it is important to get the essentials inside of our body every day, and I'm talking about those vitamins. If you were like me and you were ordering, you know, 8 to 10 jars worth of shit off of Amazon or wherever it was from, and then kind of just using a butter knife to scrape it off your counter or it was in your medicine cabinets, you're always going to run out of some, not keep enough of others. It's a pain in the fucking ass, and then you end up giving up. You can't do it. Over there, it's firstform.com/drinking bros. They got a nice little cardboard box with all the essential multivitamins in it. It's got the fruits and veggies, the EFAs, the CoQ10s, all the fun stuff in there to keep your body going throughout the day. It's just six little pills. Got it wrapped up, you pop them in your mouth, and then you're good to go for the rest of the day. Your pee will be a nice bright yellow in about 40 minutes afterwards, so you know it's working. So even if you're hungover or feel like shit or just can't go to the gym or want to eat fucking Burger King, take vitamins at least every single goddamn day, all right? You're doing it anyways. You might as well do it from a company that's veteran-operated and supports veterans in every single way. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. While you're over there, peruse their entire catalog. Those breakfast sticks, dude. Those protein sticks are amazing to start the morning off. Can't say it enough about those breakfast sausages, how much I love them over there. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. We're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 over there. Big fan of First Form. Love those guys. Last but not least, we've got Ketone IQ, hvmn.com/drinkingbros. You're going to get 30% off your first subscription order. Been talking about Biden here at the top of the show. This is my B12 shot, essentially. This is my Adderall. This is all my shit. It is Ketone IQ. I take one shot of this before I go on air every single day or before I start writing. I'm locked and focused in for a good 3 to 4 hours, and it is a nice, clean energy boost. That's exactly what Ketone IQ is. It's brain fuel. There's no sugar, no caffeine. When is it used? Well, just take a shot whenever you need to re-energize. The brand name is HVMN, which stands for Health Via Modern Nutrition. Please note, they're not a keto product, although it's in the name. 70% of the Tour de France uses it, and a ton of troops overseas. The DOD has dumped a ton of money into this company as well, because the shit is fucking bomb, dude. Everybody who's had it in the studio, so we usually give it out if they're here, swears by it. Get rid of all that gas station bullshit, man. Those weird afternoon crashes where you get these crazy fucking headaches. I love this shit. I'll stand by it till the day I die. Go to hvmn.com/drinkingbros for 30% off your first subscription order, or it's available in every single Sprouts in the United States. Don't remember any of that. Is that when she retired?
What about Sandra Day O'Connor?
I don't think she held in any position, but... What's she old?
She was a state legislator in Arizona before she was on the appeals court, she became a Supreme Court justice.
Not really a full repube all the way.
She's Republican.
No, I mean, but as far as like jobs in a Supreme Court's a big boy position, but politician, it's not what shouldn't be a political position. Although they certainly used it last night. He called out the Supreme Court away.
I've never seen a fucking State of the Union where the president talks shit to the Supreme Court.
Immediately.
I've never even
heard
of that.
Right off the
get-go. I've never heard of that even happening, to be honest. And by the way, they didn't overturn Roe v. Wade. It's not what happened. They didn't overturn it. It wasn't a court case that got overturned. It was bad case law that got eliminated and returned to the states. I don't know why that's so goddamn hard for people to understand. Well, I know why it's hard for Democrats to understand, because they don't want it to be true. So
yeah, but also when their states are getting shut down over abortion, I'm telling you that's going to be the biggest issue. It's that and immigration this fall. It's easy enough to say on the surface. Not a lot of people can afford it. I mean, shit. You know what the inflation's like and all this other shit. They're stuck. Everybody feels stuck right now. Everybody I talk to feels stuck. These interest rates, you cannot afford a fucking house. No one can buy a house right now. No one. Cars are through the goddamn roof. They're trying to lease them to you for 4 years now, which has never happened. You know, I've been driving for a while now, and there's never been an option for a 4 or 5 year lease on a fucking car.
Yeah. Olympia Snow, I would put ahead of Haley.
Olympia Snow.
Yeah, she was from Maine. She was... at every level of government, like state legislature, state senate, then Congress, then Senate.
Okay.
I believe.
All right.
Over the course of like 30 years or some shit, or 20 years. When did she retire?
I have no idea.
It was a while back, so probably 20 years. Anyways, she didn't lose elections either. She retired.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, you know, moving on from that bullshit, that's... in my opinion, the last time we see him, hear from him, all that other stuff, everybody else will take over on the campaign trail. I think Obama will be doing the majority of these speeches and events and rallies, And, you know, Joe will pop into one or two. Jill will do shits. Michelle will do shits. And probably the Clintons. I've seen them out a lot recently.
Oh, his cabinet. Merrick Garland will be out on the stump for him. Correct. Pete will be out on the stump for him. I don't know about the intelligence people, but they will for sure.
Yeah.
But I would be shocked to see Biden do anything. And to be honest, another thing he mentioned last night was, hold on, let me find it. It was called, standby, God damn it.
Blah, 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 blah. The end of it, by the way, was the other thing that was breaking last night was the fall of Haiti as well. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I sure have, but I can't really speak to it.
Is it going to happen? Because that's what the media is speculating, that it could be any day now.
Here's what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't be hanging out in any major cities in Florida, South Florida right now.
Okay.
Just that's all I'll say about that. Biden mentioned the Freedom to Vote Act. This is another bill that he wants to get passed. So I asked ChatGPT what's in it. Mm-hmm. And the first thing is codified mandatory no-excuse mail-in voting federally.
Great.
To federalize mail-in voting forever.
Yeah.
That's number one. That's the first thing that's mentioned in the bill.
Of course it is.
It also automates voter registration. Perfect. So that dead people and illegal immigrants can just automatically get registered to vote now.
Yeah.
Without any kind of ID and any of that shit. It counts provisional ballots regardless of errors, including the incorrect polling places, the incorrect signature, all that, right?
So we went through in Nevada?
And then it says it puts an end to partisan election challenges. Well, of course they're going to be partisan. It's a fucking partisan election. Every challenge is by definition partisan. And then five, ChatGPT suffered a network error. At that point, and stopped reporting what else is in the bill. So I'm sure there's worse shit in there, to be honest. I just haven't found it yet.
Yeah, dude, all of this is coming. All of this is coming, and again, shocked by none of it. I'd love to say I was.
There was a big election win this weekend.
Who was
since
it?
Our votes aren't going to matter at all.
Was it Herschel?
Election. No, it wasn't Herschel.
All right. Who was it?
School choice getting very close to being a thing in Texas. Abbott's candidates won most of their races. I don't know if you know about this. I was talking to Dan about it the other day. There was a certain amount of Republicans that opposed school choice in Texas. Abbott primaried all of them with his own candidates. Most of them won. A couple of them are in a runoff. I think he needs most of them to win, but it's looking pretty good. If those guys pass and get into the House, this is for the Texas State House, school choice probably passed.
Yeah, which means when school choice passes, this is what it means for you as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids that are enrolled or that are five or older, right? Actually, maybe six. I don't know if they cover kindergarten and school choice program. I guess it'll depend on the program. But what it means for you is instead of the state issuing the public education system, I think it's 7,800 or 8,500 here in the U.S. or in Texas.
Oh, no. You want to know what Abbott's bill is?
No, what is it?
$10,500 a kid.
Okay, well, that's more than what the state's spending currently,
yeah.
by the way, which is fine because we raise property taxes, so that makes sense. At any rate, so $10,500 for each child you will get, and you can spend it how you choose. Homeschool, you can spend it on a private school, and you can pay the rest or whatever the fuck you want to do.
Okay.
That's what school choice is.
No shit.
Or kids in, say, a shitty school district.
Yep, they can move into a different school district, or you can stay in your public school, too, right? Whatever you want to do.
And then keep the money?
And No. If you stay in the public school, the money goes to the public school.
Whatever.
They're not writing you a check.
You basically say, hey, private school costs this much. It's like, what is it, like fucking, I think the private schools around here are like $16,000 a year, something like that.
Yeah.
$18,000, somewhere like that. So you would just have to pay the rest.
If you want to.
If you decide
to do pretty good here, at least where we live, out in this area, obviously.
For now, yeah.
Yeah,
for now. I mean, like, this passes, that goes into perpetuity, which, you know, even in areas where public schools suck, what you'll see is some of them will contract because they won't have enough customers, students anymore. Mm-hmm. They'll go away, and then the other ones have to improve their fucking standards. Like, there's going to be some governing board or even an NGO here in Texas that's like, are you teaching CRT and DEI? Are you fucking having trannies come in here and dance in front of my kids? You're fucking done forever, bitch.
Yeah.
Right? And they'll put them on a blacklist and everybody will pull their kids out should they choose to. If they want to keep them in there, that's their problem. But that'll be the second stage.
It also, that. I mean, another huge thing for what, overwhelmed or just bad school districts or whatever, you shrink the classroom size, yeah. which is huge. So yeah. now mm-hmm. that teacher that's overwhelmed becomes less
yeah.
overwhelmed.
I mean, there's nothing. Look, it's there's the potential for abuse for like fake schools, like Trump University, for example, or
it's not. I get a degree from there. Or, yeah. I use it every day.
Or shitty like homeschooling, maybe, I guess. But homeschool kids statistically are way better off than non-homeschool kids, especially now more than ever, because there are more pods out there, right? Like you could take this 10-5 per child, right, and talk to all the other parents in your neighborhood, and one parent a day gets the kids and they teach them math or science or whatever the fuck, whatever they're good at, you teach them for that day with that part of the curriculum, mm-hmm. and then just go to the next person's house the next day, right? And you all use that money to fund what's going on there, including like the space, in the same way that you write off a room or two in your house for yeah. taxes, it would all work that same way, right? So we live in the best possible time, especially if you live in a neighborhood with kids, to do homeschooling in little pods like that. It, should you choose to. Some people can't because they're busy. Yeah. Right? Some people just don't want to, which is fair enough, you know. But it used to be homeschool kids were way smarter but weird, because they didn't get socialized the same way everybody else did. Mm-hmm. Now you can do both without having to deal with the public school, which is nice.
Yeah, and it at least leaves the door open and the option out there. And for somebody who is going to a shitty school, mm-hmm. to go to a better school if they want to.
And, I mean, like, this is competition, right? So the shittier school should get better, or they'll go away. It'll be one of the two. They'll either get better through competition, or they'll fucking contract because there's no customers.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, who's... School, of all the fucking partisan issues that are out there right now on policy, not like guns and stuff like that, but like policy stuff, this one, I don't, it makes so much sense. I don't understand why anybody wouldn't be in favor of it. Well, teachers unions are powerful. That's why.
And what do the teachers unions have against it?
They only represent public schools for the most part. Some teachers unions represent private schools, but private schools can tell teachers unions to go fuck themselves too, right?
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't grow up in a private school, so I mean, I have zero experience in it. My kids don't go to a private school either. So.
I don't recall there being a teachers union in any of my private schools.
Yeah, there weren't for the most part. They're like private community colleges and shit like that will have teachers unions most of the time, but private high schools and middle schools don't. But yeah, they're not thrilled about that because that's their job. But that's the problem, right? We have any issue. And any policy issue that pops up in the U.S., social or policy issues, an entire industry pops up around them. People to represent them, people to service them, protect them, whatever the fuck else it is. And that becomes your life. I'm a teacher's union rep. That's what I do. What if they don't need teacher's union reps, what do I do now? Well, I don't know. Learn to code, fuckface. Because that's what you told all those coal miners when you tried to shut down that shit.
Right.
Fuck you. Sorry.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Is it just Texas, Bob, or is
it's
there
a state by state thing?
Yeah, it's a state by state thing, but I think there's 20 some states.
Arizona passed it. Iowa just recently passed it. It depends. And so one of the big, I will
28
say,
states.
In defense of the Republicans who were maybe some of the Republicans who were against it, that Abbott primaried, there was a concern about because school choice is it's really kind of an urban and suburban thing, right? Rural schools don't really get a ton of school choice the same way more densely populated.
I mean, it's too far out.
It's more homeschooling in that.
Right. Yeah. But so they're also, Abbott is also, I think, putting in the bill, or it was in his initial bill that didn't pass, billions in money for rural schools that where you just, the population's probably not dense enough.
And how public schools are funded are based off like test scores, pretty much just one test.
And by the way, so Delco, because my kids just went through it last year here, the teachers put all their eggs into that basket, and
they have to
really fucking seriously.
Yeah. So the rich white schools continue to get funded, and so in every urban like shitty poor school, I mean, they're continued to be
the amount of
school, yeah.
fucking emails I got hammered with from the school about make sure your kid is here for this test day.
Why are the shitty poor schools not doing well on the test?
Just because they don't show up.
Is that why?
It's really hard. I mean, I'm friends with somebody that teaches at a shitty poor school, and I mean, she gets underpaid and she works her ass off and tries to get these people.
Well,
to show
all teachers
up to
are underpaid, yeah.
Yeah,
but it's parental involvement is typically the number one predictor.
You gotta, your parents got to fucking take you or want to.
Well, it's not just about taking. It's not just about taking them. Like, do the parent? So, I was part of this study in California on, and it was run by a teachers union too.
They've left less resources than, I guess, a school in like Dripping Springs, right?
What resources though?
But you continue, see, it's kind of this like perpetual cycle of shit, because like, if you do well in the test, you get more funding, and then more funding becomes more resources.
Yeah, that's No Child Left Behind, by the way, which is an ironic name for considering the fucking how it works, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a Bush-era fucking thing that's still going on today. But, yeah, so we were part of this study where they did cross tabs on every possible trait and circumstance that a child could be in. And then they matched up with test scores. And the only solid predictor of academic success was parental involvement, was the parent. And it was the questions they asked were, does the parent check their homework? Shit like that, yep. Right? It's just like a series of questions about, like, specific questions about whether how involved the parent actually was, how much time they spend at home with the child each day, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only predictor that actually makes sense.
Yeah, and it makes sense in all the, like, teacher conferences and shit that I've had where they're saying, one, they were like, hey, this handwriting isn't your child's, it's, you know, your wife's, it appears to be. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, she was helping him and whatever, is that mm-hmm. bad? And they're like, no, it needs to be in his own handwriting and things like that. And then, but they preface it by saying, hey, we're glad that you're there and you're helping out your child. So, yes, I agree. It's parents. That's where it starts. And then the rest of it goes from there. The other issue, too, is you're having problems here, even in the suburbs, even the fucking rich white suburbs, you're just getting bus drivers. So, like, for me, we have to take our kids to school. There's not enough buses.
Oh, I live across the street from the bus depot. And there's a fucking sign up constantly that they're hiring.
Yeah, if you keep going through those neighborhoods, Bob, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a huge face, and it's saying, I mean, they're paying decent shit. It was like $35 an hour, $40 an hour. And I was like, God damn. But they were putting white people on those too. So then you know it's real serious.
Do you want to hear some cool fucking quotes, by the way?
Yeah, go ahead.
About Palestine?
Sure.
Okay.
It was at the top of my
wait, can I tell you something really quick that I just read today?
Yeah.
I got to double check if it's a fact, but I'll just say it because it's fine.
Go ahead.
Because it'll make you giggle because you're a sick fuck.
Go ahead.
Being typecast over here.
Little whoopsie daisy with the paradropped aid today.
Oh, man. This squished somebody.
Yeah. A chute didn't open and squished a family.
Well, you know, that's why we're building that port.
What?
Obviously. It happens all the time. Heavy drop, people get fucked up all the time.
I always assumed it, but like, I thought you had enough time where it was like, oh shit, look at the sky. There's a huge pallet falling.
Apparently,
I should move.
I'll have to read it. I just caught the headline, but I think it dropped through their house.
Something like that. Oh boy. And then here's the fucked up thing, Bob. We all know what happened right after that, right?
Everybody looted, bitch.
Sure did.
Not just the stuff
from
that
family at all.
Oh no. Well, they may have drug them outside and put a towel over them or something, but.
Doubtful.
I need to get
before they got the food?
Before they get the rice now.
No.
I need that rice.
They took the fucking rice first.
So this is I'll go in chronological order because these are all really funny to me. And I've had these in a note for a while. I don't know why I haven't read them yet, but I keep saying that Palestine is not a real place.
Mm-hmm.
It never has been.
Yeah.
And as such, there's no such thing as a Palestinian. And that's a fact, right? Yeah. Find me one world map ever. Like, if you Google it, Wikipedia will say 137 countries that the UN recognized Palestine as a state, but not the people there.
No.
Uh-uh. Motherfucker. I mean, you know, you don't know what a woman is either. So, anyways. This is a quote from General Secretary of the Arab Higher Committee, Anwi Abdi al-Hadi, testifying before the British Peel Commission in 1937. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
There's no such country as Palestine. Palestine is a term Zionists invented. There is no Palestine in the Bible. Our country was for centuries part of Syria. Palestine is alien to us. It is the Zionists who introduced it. That's the guy who was leading the charge for a state.
So where and when did the word Palestine become a thing?
It's a region. Palestine was a region from the Romans and the 140.
After Hadrian did a pretty good genocide on the Jews.
Yeah, like the second century.
Yeah,
AD.
And by the way, it's something, you know, it's kind of like a little like tiny Jewish fun fact. You know, obviously, like all Jews hate Hitler and stuff like that. Hadrian was Hitler before Hitler was Hitler.
Oh, he was, yeah. I mean, like,
they fucking hate the Emperor Hadrian.
Raid stats might, he might be way worse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He might be way worse.
That area's population. Because
how many Jews even existed back then? Maybe 1 million or 2 million tops?
Yeah, something like that. That area's population did not recover for 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. But the Romans called it Syria, Palestina, or something like that after Hadrian, everybody there.
But it was Syria.
Yeah. Right?
And then for a while it was Jordan, Transjordan, Syria again. But anyways, so this is from Professor Philip Hitti, who was an Arab historian, 1946. There's no such thing as Palestine in history. Absolutely not. Period.
Yeah.
All right. This is from Ahmed Shukiri, who went on to become the chairman of the PLO, the People's Liberation, or the Palestinian Liberation, whatever the fuck. He was saying this to the UN Security Council in 1956, the head of the PLO. It is common knowledge that Palestine is nothing but southern Syria. Okay, now this one's a bit longer.
But you got to free Palestine.
Yeah, this one's a bit longer. This is from another a PLO executive committee member, Zahir Moussin, in 1977 interview with a Dutch newspaper. The Palestinian people does not exist. The creation of a Palestinian state is only a means for continuing our struggle against the state of Israel for our Arab unity. In reality, today there is no difference between Jordanians, Palestinians, Syrians, and Lebanese. That's true. Only for political and tactical reasons do we speak today about the existence of a Palestinian people, since Arab national interests demand that we posit the existence of a distinct, quote, Palestinian people to oppose Zionism. For tactical reasons, Jordan, which is a sovereign state with defined borders, cannot raise claims to Haifa and Jaffa, while as a Palestinian, I can undoubtedly demand Haifa, Jaffa, Beersheba, and Jerusalem. However, the moment we reclaim our right to all of Palestine, we will not wait even a minute to unite Palestine and Jordan.
So they wanted it to become a fucking one big country.
They want a new emirate. They want a new, what do you call it? Ottoman Empire, basically, but better. But yeah, it's like only Zionists were referring to Palestine ever. Right.
Yeah.
And then later in the like 1970s, the Arabs there started to adopt it as well. And now you have white children from the Pacific Northwest setting themselves on fire.
Yeah. Ignite the Air Force.
To free Palestine.
You got to free it, bro.
Free Palestine, which is not even a real place. You may as well be freeing the fucking land of make-believe. Mr. Rogers, that tyrant son of a bitch.
Look, you know my feelings on the Middle East. I just don't care. I don't care about any of it.
Somebody fucking... the reason I went to all that trouble just now is because somebody on... I don't remember if it was Twitter or Instagram. I think it was Twitter. Was like, you're right a lot, but you're wrong on this. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
And there are your receipts.
By the way, breaking news here. Dean Phillips just dropped out and endorsed Joe Biden for president. I was
Who?
Unaware that he was running against Joe Biden. I was unaware of that. I did see the Phillips at the bottom of the lower thirds on the news and shit, but I didn't know his first name until now.
Oh, shit. Today's International Women's Day.
Is it really?
Fucking cares.
Yeah. Let's celebrate the true women out there.
All right. I'll go to Pornhub. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, fuck, what's that dude's name?
Hope Solo. We got to celebrate Hope Solo's asshole today. People are pissed in the message boards that I'm in a one shot and I cover up her asshole. So, boom, there you go. You're able to see it, yeah. They were like, man, when you have another guest on your side, it's great, so we can stare directly into her asshole the whole time. That second one, Bob, the thumbnail, are we allowed to show that, you think?
This show's on YouTube, by the way, so.
Oh, it is, okay. Well, God, just that face right there that she's making. Are those two dicks next to her head, Bob? Is that what that is?
Where?
Or is that an arm?
Those are arms.
The girl with the
dicks come later.
Really wide mouth there.
You got one of those dental things in.
No shit.
Oh, it's to hold your mouth open so people can fucking jam shit in there.
Yeah, man. I was unaware that they did that. What a brilliant use of that tool. I've obviously had that in my mouth at the dentist's office. There it is.
If something exists, people you find a way to use it. Fucking, that's just a fact right there. Play-Doh, Easter eggs, fucking dental tools. It doesn't matter what it is.
I mean, the first.
I've seen a picture that makes me laugh this hard in a long time, dude. Just because it is International Women's Day, this should be the poster for it. Of like, hey, happy International Women's Day.
I was gonna say Dylan Mulvaney.
I wasn't.
Do you see that? Do you see that dude's doing stand-up comedy now?
Come on.
Oh yeah.
Come on, man.
It is fucking brutal.
Jesus Christ. We're all this whole country's going down, dude. Mm-hmm. It's all fucking going down. Let's face it. But this gives me hope, Bob, right here.
Look.
Is it GB Chief? What is she called?
I don't know. But look, if the country goes down in flames, we're just going to an IHOPlebee's, putting this on a...
We'll hunker down.
How do you know it's not an Apple Hop,
to be honest? Oh, shit.
I mean, you know...
Branding-wise, Apple Hop would make more sense to me.
Because then you could have a fucking rabbit that's the mascot. I don't think either place has a mascot right now.
No.
No,
I mean, Applebee's mascot is a 46-year-old divorced woman that's trolling for hog at the bar. You know what I mean?
It's her right here in this picture. Yeah. I wish we could show this picture. You can show that picture. Now.
There's nothing happening.
Yeah, there's nothing happening.
I will not hit play.
Hang on, Delco, you make the final call.
Nah,
he put it up.
Yeah, there's nothing on there.
Okay.
My hands are nowhere near the mouse or keyboard.
Happy International Women's
Day. But take it off because I'm afraid a pop-up's going to come.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah. Okay. Boom. Good to go there.
That's our Drinking Bro of the Week right
there. It sure is, dude. It sure is. Kidding. We've got some listeners here in the studio for Drinking Bro of the Week. Who's back there and wants to come up first? Come on up, dude. You look like you're getting ready to go fishing. Why don't you come up here? I know the boat's leaving soon. Come on up. Definitely don't take your time, though, at all. It's a lot of air to fill here as we go. But I will say this. Go to drinkabros.com real quick. Bob, this is our big surprise here at the end of the show before we get to Drinking Bro of the Week.
Am I going
to
sit in Dan's seat?
Yes, you sure are, friends.
Sounds good.
We've got political yard signs up. These will sell out within a day. I can promise you that. So we got the defund politicians yard sign. We had these in 2020. We've added one here, obviously, for Creed. So that's Creed and 24, Take Me Higher. These yard signs are available right now on drinkingbros.com. Every time we do this, every election season, these sell out within an hour. I think we might restock this year at some point, but not sure when. So get them now, and they're cheap, and they're awesome. I've already ordered three because this isn't airing until Monday, so I wanted to get them in my garage. I just want to... The weather's wild here. I usually lose a couple of them to the wind or rain or whatever. Go ahead and put that mic about an inch from your face. It moves. No, the whole thing.
The whole thing?
It's flexible. There you go.
Well, I listen to Dan Holloway, and I can't hear him talk because
he's there. Yeah, he's right there. What's your name?
Derek.
Derek. So, you didn't seem sure about that.
Well, I'm sure, but I'm not going to.
Oh, you don't want to. You got a job in real life and shit. Yep. Sure.
Yeah, we're not gonna. We'll talk to you afterwards.
That's fine.
So,
who makes that shirt?
This is an Orvis shirt.
Okay.
So, yeah,
I got one just like it, but it's another brand. Big fan. You big fish? You big fishing guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw you back there.
Yeah.
The whole look and the fucking the sunglasses and all that shit.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
We're from the dumbest state in the country. So.
Hey, you guys! Yeah, congratulations.
Yep, we elected Fetterman. So.
Congratulations. who'd you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
You know, I got a lot of Drinking Bros of the Week, but
yeah,
I'm going to give it to my buddy Dan. Not going to say his name, last name.
You worried about him getting canceled? He's not even here.
No, he's not canceled, but I'm not going to give his last name.
Okay.
He's the one that introduced me to your show, and then I started listening ever since. Does a lot of work for veterans EASing and finding them jobs and stuff like that. So that's where I'll leave it with that.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. I appreciate you being here for real, man. And thanks for the support.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening for a long time, and it's great to be here. So
it's awesome.
Yep.
Who else is back there with you today?
A couple of my coworkers. I don't know if they want to come up and
I understand.
Talk or not.
No, probably not.
None of them?
Probably not. I think I scared him off when I walked in and I said, all right, after the show, you know, you were going to give out Drinking Bro of the Week, so get ready.
Well, the short guy's worried.
Right. And then I said,
yeah.
Also, we do rape everybody in the studio, well, and we start by height.
That's why the short guy's worried.
He's so, first, yeah. So I said, first, look, you're no. first.
But there's another guy back there. He's pretty. Steve, so.
Steve? Stand up, Steve. I can't see you over the monitor. I'll tell you if it's pretty or not, if he's pretty or not. Let's see. Eh. Would you say pretty?
Not your type, you know.
No. Look, he's just a good old dad right there.
He's
a
good guy.
I'm looking for a young Chalamet to dominate. Not somebody's
this
dad.
This is our first trip to Texas. He was out the other night, and I mean, he was trolling in some stuff.
Really? Oh, is he single?
Yeah. No, he's not. But
well, that's not great. Probably don't want to say that live on air. Man, we were out here in Texas for our first time trolling for pussy. You married? Nah, yeah, he's married. I mean, yeah, nah. But he was drenched in it. At one point, we had to get raincoats for everybody at the table. He was just fucking swimming in pussy.
Yep. No, we had a great time down here, so.
Well, don't show his name or say it, or show his face and say his name, and that way he's off the hook.
So.
But, pun intended with you being a fisherman. Yep, so. Yeah, well, look, grab some hard AF.
You got a
enjoy yourself.
Trout?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure do. I got a two-hander on me.
All right, we'll go for that.
I got a two-hander on me. Yeah. I don't even have to hold it close to camera either. You know what I'm saying? Like you go.
Yeah, I like, yeah.
I know the cheat codes on fishing. Hold the fish closer to camera. Make it look bigger. I don't even have to do that, dude. So, I can stand here and make it look great with two hands.
Yep.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away at that point. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night.